This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A winter weather system which dumped snow on parts of the Colorado mountains overnight is now causing winds of up to 85 miles per hour across the Front Range. Mark Wankowski with the National Weather Service in Pueblo is urging residents to secure loose objects that they may have outside their homes and to delay travel.
But if you cannot, just make sure you're weather aware and cognizant of potential whiteout and brownout conditions with the potential for blowing dust across the southeast plains.
That blowing dust also means the State Air Pollution Control Division has issued an air quality health advisory. Wankowski says the winds should calm by this afternoon. And this weather has affected air travel in Colorado. More than 400 flights have been delayed at the Denver International Airport due to high winds. The airport says it is spacing out flights and using just two of its six runways. More delays are expected through 6 p.m. this evening. And travel on Colorado's roads has been affected as well. I-70 westbound is closed between Copper Mountain and East Vail due to high winds and snowy conditions. Drivers headed east are still allowed to use the highway if they are outfitted with chains, snow tires, or four-wheel drive. The Denver Art Museum will present a new exhibition of the photos by famed artist Georgia O'Keeffe next year. O'Keeffe is best known for her large-scale paintings of flowers and New Mexican landscapes, but the new show examines her photography, displaying almost 100 images. The exhibition begins in July. Admission will be included with any general admission ticket to the Denver Art Museum. You're listening to CPR News.